Hi, I'm Ash Nalawala, and this is SEO in 2024.
Ash, what is your number one SEO tip for 2024?
My number one tip for SEO is that enterprises should elevate the SEO function. By that, I mean that the person or people who made the description of the SEO team should have their positions moved higher in the org chart.
Okay, so where in the corporate structure should an SEO manager sit?
I think the SEO manager should ideally sit in the C-suite, but before I get to that, I just wanted to ask anyone who's been an enterprise SEO, either as in-house or an external consultant or an agency, and you will find that they can give you at least one example of how the SEO team was blindsided by some website decision that was taken without their knowledge, and usually too late for anyone to change it. And I'll give you some examples. The replatforming of the company's core software also includes a new CMS because the vendor will throw it in for free. Or we have to use that CMS because it is integrated with the core software, while the old one would need a lot of developer resources and a budget that we do not have. Or the timeline for implementing this new CMS is hardwired, so not all content can be transitioned to the new templates. Another one, there is a fear that people are scraping our content with bad intent, so we implemented the smart firewall last week. And by the way, web crawlers that are run by the SEO team might be impacted. Or another one, SEO developer requests are kept in the backlog because there is revenue-generating work that gets higher priority. And finally, the marketing agency recommended that they build and operate a niche website on a new domain for some campaign, or that it be implemented as a subdomain. By the way, it's already in the marketing collateral, so you can't change it. So do these examples strike a chord with you?
I'm sure they do. Many SEOs, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they're a blend of real examples from my experience. I've kind of merged some incidents so that you can't identify. If you looked at my profile in LinkedIn, you might try and guess where I might have seen these things. So I can now get to the recommendation, which I describe as an ideal scenario. And you may not get it as a first win. It might take you a bit of effort. In this perfect world, the company creates a C-level position that some companies have called a Chief Web Officer or CWO. Some have called it Chief Webmaster or CWM. A less formal title for this person is Web Success Officer because that describes the responsibility given to them. To describe this role a bit further, nothing should happen to the website without the knowledge of the CWO. That does not mean that the C-suite executive is inserted into every website process and invited to every meeting. Certainly not. They analyze and modify workflows at a high level to ensure that ultimately organic traffic is not impacted. For example, they might find that the web developers need some training in HTML tags that have an SEO impact. They might need to run SEO 101 sessions at regular intervals in small group sessions. So that was the description of this ideal situation.
So are you finding that enterprises are open to this sort of chief web officer, C-suite individual, or is there a feeling that it's not a requirement and it's just creating a role that doesn't particularly need to be fulfilled at the moment?
Some have definitely done it. I did a search in LinkedIn for such titles, and I think I found about 10 such people in the world. And some of them were past positions, but one company that came to mind was Colgate-Palmolive in the US. And they had a chief web officer at one point. I don't know if they still do, but certainly someone thought that it was a good idea, and I commend them for having done that, and I hope that they have continued such a position. And a few other companies have had these similar titles, like Chief Webmaster. I saw that at least once.
And what about Chief Digital Presence Officer? I'm wondering if the role could even be expanded to look at digital presence online, on sites, on social media sites, on other areas that impact the brand and the brand perception.
Yes. I looked at a specific title, Chief Digital Officer, which is a relatively common title. And it seems to have spun off from title of Chief Information Officer. Sometimes the CIO does everything, anything that's vaguely digital. But as companies mature, then they think that, no, let's put the CIO in charge of infrastructure, perhaps, and let's create the CDO, digital officer, to look at the website, apps, anything else, maybe data privacy. So companies have definitely made a move. And I've recently been in a structure where the chief digital officer was the C-level suite, and he was certainly very aware of SEO. So I was fortunate. But I'm really speaking for other people whom I've met and spoken to or interacted with online. And I know that many of them have no clue how far up the ladder their reports circulate. And some of the examples that I hear confirm that decisions are made for many other reasons, and SEO is not one of them. It's as if organic traffic is not that important to them, even though they might say that they're trying to get more sales or more leads through other means, but perhaps they're embarrassed to admit that what they decided does impact SEO. And a few years ago now, I was in a situation where the CMS was changed simply because it was free and allegedly integrated with this new, very expensive, this is mega $1 million transformation project, where the website was a very tiny component of it. And they spent a lot of time working on this free CMS, and later on I heard that they threw it away. And they went for one of the big $1 million solutions that I'm sure you've come across.
So what does an SEO manager need to do if they're working in an organization that doesn't have this chief web officer type role? How do they encourage C-level execs or even their direct line manager to allow them to encourage the organization to have that role in the future?
There are many opportunities for the SEO manager. And a very common example is to suggest that they do regular presentations at senior meetings. It all depends on how many layers of management there are. And usually I find that the SEO manager role has perhaps three levels above them. And at the most, they might be presenting to their own manager's level. But from time to time, if there is an opportunity, they need to watch out for these opportunities and say, hey, would it be a good idea to talk about these wins? And usually you want to initially present some wins higher up, because you won't get objections if your manager can tell their managers that they've achieved a few SEO wins. Then the SEO manager would get the chance to speak at the high-level meetings. So that's where they begin. Maybe later on, once it becomes a regular thing, they can slip in some of the negative discoveries that they've made. And sooner or later, someone's going to say, okay, now how can we improve things for you? And that's the opening that they need to watch out for and play their cards carefully.
And so the answer to that question should be, well, ideally, you should have that chief web officer type role to ensure that we're proactive when it comes to things like CMS changes in the future, so we don't get sudden ranking losses because of that.
Absolutely. I've seen a situation where the decision was made by someone who wore the hat of a information architecture specialist. And we were shaking our heads in the SEO team as to how would they have the knowledge of the impact that they had on SEO just because they decided to change the CMS. So it can happen that these decisions are made by completely random corners of the company. For example, information security can suddenly take an interest in the firewall. And if they decide that no one's going to be able to crawl the website at a high speed, hopefully they've heard of Googlebot, but if they haven't, they might discover that suddenly they've stopped the search engines. And if they did it without telling the SEO team, even the SEO team might be scratching their heads as to what's happened. Why did traffic suddenly dive?
And if there's not a lot of buy-in, or if it's challenging to talk to people multiple levels above you in the organization, is there an alternative route that the SEO manager can take internally? For instance, is it worthwhile going via the IT department and trying to influence them? Because I guess sometimes it's the IT director that may make CMS decisions.
Yeah, I was very fortunate in my last role to be part of a Scrum squad comprising people from different parts of the company. So we had a QA person, we had a UX person, we had developers from a couple of disciplines, a mobile developer, a desktop developer, an app developer, and so on. So these people came from different parts of the company. And what happens is that in an agile workplace, these people belong to different verticals in the company, and they are in different guilds. So this is terminology that people in agile workplaces are familiar with. And they've often gone back just to tell them what SEO is about. And I have been invited to speak to those different groups in the past. And when you are invited to another vertical's internal meetings, you start to influence people from the ground up. And so you don't need to always look for a C-level person. That's fortunate if you run into them at the water cooler or you run into the CEO's secretary. You can have conversations and just throw the word SEO. And I can tell you that one of the happiest moments in any SEO team's life is when they start seeing other teams talk about SEO in their conversations. It shows that the word has spread, and usually it's in a positive light.
Yes, even if he starts talking about the wrong thing or old SEO, maybe they just start talking about keyword density or something like that, at least they're still interested in finding out more.
Absolutely, and that's very true. I've had to bring a few people up to date over the years, and they appreciate that. It's all a question of how you do it. I've created, at two workplaces, I've created an internal wiki for just SEO. And this was partly for the education of the company. Anyone interested could just browse the topics that we had listed. But its main purpose was for the SEO team. We would record all our learnings. If there was a migration of a CMS, I was at companies where they had, say, half a dozen brands that were migrated one after the other. We found that if the first one was disastrous, the learnings from that were applied to the next one when there were fewer mistakes. And then we found that the last four or five transitions were completely flawless, at least regarding those earlier mistakes. We didn't make them again. So having an internal wiki is a great way for people to just discover what you're doing, and they can ask you questions. And so I definitely encourage the sharing of knowledge, not just at meetings, but in a more semi-permanent form in internal documents such as a wiki.
If an SEO is struggling for time, what should they stop doing right now so they can spend more time doing what you suggest in 2024?
I'm not sure that they need to stop doing anything, but they really need to find out who in the company has not heard about the SEO team, especially at the higher levels. And I suggest that if they bump into a senior executive in any social, as in a corporate social context, many companies have these occasions where you can mingle with senior people over Friday evening drinks, or it all depends on the workplace culture. But every opportunity that you get where you can drop some SEO stories, especially the wins, everyone likes to hear about your wins. And then you just ask if they happen to have read your last report, and if they say, "I'm not aware of your report, so what's that?" And you look for these openings, and you ask, "Would you like me to include you in future reports?" And they'll always say yes, even if they don't open them. But that's the whole point, that the more people that you discover who need to be made aware of SEO, the better it will be in the long run.
Ash Nalawala is CEO at CRM 911 Digital, and you can find him over at crm911.com. Ash, thanks so much for being part of SEO in 2024.
Thank you, David.
I've been your host, David Bain. Get your copy of SEO in 2024, the book, over at seoin2024.com.